Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
It's by your grace and by your mercies. Lord, all we can say is say thank you. Thank you from our hearts. We give you glory. We give you honor. We acknowledge you in who we are today and what we have accomplished and what we have done. We give you glory. We give you honor. Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Today we want to continue our message on how to pray. And this afternoon, I'm going to share with you a very simple message. It's the 12 steps to 100% answered prayer. 12 steps. I'm going to give you 12 steps to 100% answered prayer. Hallelujah. How many of you understand that prayer is a privilege that God has given to his children? Prayer is a privilege. We are sharing from our father's book, How to Pray. And we are all sharing from chapter number 9. 12 steps to 100% answered prayer. Amen. Prayer is indeed a privilege. Amen. And I don't know how many of you consider prayer as a privilege. You know, how many of you think it will be a great privilege to have a parent who is well-to-do enough that you can ask him or her anything that you want and it will be given to you? How many of you think it will be a privilege to have a parent like that? As you were growing up, you had a parent who could give you anything that you could ask for. You know, people will look at you and say, what a privileged child you are. Isn't that so? It will be indeed a great privilege that you know that your parents, whatever you ask, they will give it to you. Hallelujah. And that is a wonderful blessing that we have with God as children of God. That is a blessing that we have. The privilege that we can ask him for anything that we want and it shall be given to us. Hallelujah. We can talk to our Heavenly Father directly and receive answers. Isn't that a blessing? Now you will notice from the attitudes of many Christians that they consider prayer as something that is a routine thing to do. Many Christians do not believe that God really answers prayer. Many Christians pray, but they don't believe that God really answers prayer. Many Christians are afraid of something, and so they pray, but really don't believe that God answers prayer. Amen. So then, why pray if you don't get any results? Why do you have to pray? Are you listening? But I'm telling you that you can have 100% results every time you pray. 100%. And how many of you want 100% answers to your prayers? Five people receive that as you desire. That's 100%. When you ask, it shall be done for you according to the will of God. Now I'm going to show you 12 biblical proven steps that will give you 100% answers to your prayer. And if you follow the rules of prayer that are laid in the Bible, in the scriptures, As we are going to share, you are going to have 100% answers to your prayer. If only you can value these rules and follow them. Are you following with me? Yes. Because there's no point in praying when you cannot receive answers. You know, many people take prayer to be some religious routine that they feel they must perform. Isn't that so? That is how many Christians feel. That in the morning I have to say prayer. I mean, seriously, how many people truly, when you are praying over your food, you really believe that the food cannot make you sick? How many people? One person, two, three. Routinely, you say a prayer because you feel it's expected of you to say a prayer. But you don't really believe that if there is any type of disease in the food, it should not make you sick. And that you are conscious of this prayer. True or not true? Yes. So what do you pray? But God's words guarantees us 100% results every time we pray. And if we look closely at the scriptures that speak about prayers, we will discover that Jesus did not say that we might possibly or perhaps or maybe or in the sweet by and by or all things being equal, we will get answers to our prayers. Is that what Jesus said? He said we will get answers to our prayers. He gave that assurance that we will get answers to our prayers. Amen. And it's either we believe or we don't. It is real or it is not real. It got to be one of the two. Are you listening? It's either you believe that God exists or he doesn't. But I'm assuring you that God does exist. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God does exist. Amen. Amen. God is alive. God is real. Our God can hear. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is not deaf. Isn't that so? I know you know that.
Yes, and I know.
Amen. Amen. God is alive and well, and he wants to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Our God is not some type of wood or some type of river or moon or some tree or an animal. God is a real God. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. Amen. We are not worshiping a sun or a moon or river. We worship a living God who has power to save and to deliver. Say amen.
Amen.
I said say amen.
Amen.
Amen. One time Elijah was contending with some false prophets, and he, as the prophets were ready to display, and they were calling upon their gods, the god of the prophets of Baal, they were calling upon their gods, and the God was not answering. So Elijah said, speak some more. Perhaps he's sleeping. Wake him up. Or maybe he's urinating. You know, or he went to work. Wait for him. He was mocking them. Do you see? Because if you are serving a living God, he will respond. That is what he was implying in 1 Kings 18 and 27. That he will respond. Is somebody listening?
Yes.
You know, there's a story about a young man who went to some village. You know, there's some parts of the world where, you know, you don't easily find, you know, public places where you can ease yourself and so on and so forth. You know, so when people have incidents, they find some tree or something like that and they do their own thing. Men and women, you know, easy, you know. True or not true? Why are you looking at me like I'm saying something that you have not heard before? I'm reminding you of some things, huh? Yeah. How can you say thanks? Say, how can I say thanks? You say, that used to be me. Say, that used to be me. So this man went to the tree as he felt like urinating in some village somewhere, and he started urinating. And then the villagers saw him and they ran to him and said, "Hey, stop that, young man. What are you doing?" He turned around and said, "What?" He said, "You are urinating on our God." Because the tree, that big tree that he went behind, is their God. So if that is a God, why should a God not say, "Hey, why are you urinating on me?" Or slap, give you a slap. Or let one of the branches fall on you. Something. For disrespecting the God. But the God didn't speak. The God could not hear. The God does not even feel it. And many people have gods like this. They are sitting in churches, but they have gods that they can manipulate, that gods that they can travel, they move around. You control your own God. You carry the one. You pay a ticket for them. You buy a ticket and you bring your God with you. He doesn't even pay. You hide him in your bag. The money is 7 points. Are you listening to me? But we serve a living God. Hallelujah. I said we serve a living God. Amen. We serve a living God. The Bible says, "He shall call upon me and I will answer." That is our God. Psalm 91 and verse 15. "He shall call upon me and I will answer." Hallelujah. Isaiah 58:9. It says, "Then shall thou call and the Lord shall answer." Hallelujah. This is our assurance. These scriptures tell us that God will answer us. Hallelujah. God shall answer. Amen. And there's no definitive expression more than that, that he shall answer. Amen. Jesus said in Luke 11 and verse 9, Luke 11 and verse 9, he says, "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto thee." Hallelujah. This is the assurance. He says it shall, and not it may. It shall is a very definitive expression. Amen. It expresses a strong assertion that it shall happen. It shall happen. Amen. If you will ask. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you these steps. The first step to 100% answered prayer. How many of you need the steps? The first step is learn how to pray yourself without needing anyone to pray for you. Learn how to pray yourself without needing anyone to pray for you. If you want 100% answered prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us to pray to our Heavenly Father. He taught us that. Amen. And many people do not know how to pray for themselves. Many people want someone else to pray for them. Many people depend on their pastors to pray for them. Many people depend on some prayer warriors to pray for them. Hallelujah. But there is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with your pastor praying for you. There is nothing wrong with prayer warriors standing in and praying for the church. Hallelujah. But God wants you to know and to learn how to pray for yourself. Are you listening? God expects to hear from you personally. You know, sometimes even there are some of your needs that you can't even bear it out as they are. Sometimes you come to your pastor, "Reverend, just pray for me." You pray for me. You can't even say for what. But you know for what? God wants to hear from you. Hallelujah. Your Christian life should not depend on another person's prayer. Say amen. Amen. Say your Christian life should not depend on another person's prayer. Jesus said, you must ask the Father. Ask the Father. And you are supposed to pray for yourself. Amen. Are you listening? And your prayer as a righteous man avails much. When you pray, know that it avails much. You have to pray for yourself. There is no formula how to talk to God. You have to tell God just as you want to, just as pertains to you. Just as a child will talk to the father, there is no formula when a child goes to the father to ask for something. They don't even think if the time is right or not. When it drops in their heart that they need something, they come. A real child doesn't even know when he's interrupting. Amen. So speak to your father. You are a righteous person. In Christ, you are righteous. Hallelujah. I say you are righteous. And you are righteous enough that your prayer will yield results. So start praying for yourself. Start asking God what you want. Ask him directly. Don't spiritualize it. Say it just as it is. Ask him just as you want him to hear. Amen. Because he knows even before you ask. Hallelujah. The second step. Are you following? The second step to 100% answered prayer is to pray to your heavenly father. Did you hear me? I said, pray to your heavenly father. Listen, I am giving you steps that will lead to answered prayers. You have been praying and you have been praying amiss. I'm showing you steps, that mistakes that you can make in your prayers. Pray to your heavenly father and not to anyone else. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 16 and verse 23, he says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. John 16 and verse 23, he says, in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Jesus was talking to the disciples that I am here with you, but there will be a time, he says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. You will not ask of me anything. That will be the time that he's no longer here on earth. Amen. Jesus was directing us to pray to the Heavenly Father himself. Hallelujah. Now, one may ask, is there any difference between praying to Jesus versus praying to the Heavenly Father? You know, you may ask, praying to the Heavenly Father or praying to the Son? There must be a difference. Because Jesus would not have told us to pray to the Heavenly Father. Are you listening? Yes. Jesus himself is the one that said, pray to the Heavenly Father. Pray, call to the Heavenly Father. Amen. So if you want 100% results, do what Jesus said we should do. Simple. Do exactly as laid in the scriptures. I'm showing you biblical steps to 100% answered prayers. Begin your prayer by saying, Our Father, Heavenly Father, always. As you begin your prayer, address it to the Father. Heavenly Father, our Father who art in heaven. Jesus taught us that. The disciples asked him, show us how to pray. And he said, when you stand praying, say, our Father who art in heaven. Address him. Address him as Abba Father. In your prayers, say, the Father, you will begin to experience better results if you start doing that. Hallelujah. Do exactly what Jesus told us to do. Many people pray to a handmaid. Many people pray to the Virgin Mary. You know, many people spend time praying to the Virgin Mary and have all kinds of things to do to pray to the Virgin Mary. Are you listening? And Bishop says here that he says, Mary, in fact, will say, I myself don't know why people are praying to me. Because Mary herself was also a mere human being. and a mere mortal being. Mary herself said that she was a mere servant of the Lord. In Luke 1, verse 38, and Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." That was Mary's words. So why should you pray to a handmaid? Are you listening? Don't make the mistake. Jesus did not teach us to pray to his mother. He taught us to pray to his father. I'm showing you steps to 100% answered prayer. Do what Jesus says we should do. He said we should pray to his father. And there's a big difference. I said there's a big difference. I can understand how our Holy Mary is very important. And we honor and admire and respect her very much for what she did. She found favor in the sight of God. And God visited her and she availed herself for this God's supernatural plan to be unfolded here on earth. Not many women would have done that. Are you listening? So Mary is respected for the role she played in bringing Jesus into this world. She was a great woman and a very special vessel through whom God came down on earth. Hallelujah. And we truly respect and admire her, but we cannot pray to her. Jesus did not show us to pray to Mary. Neither did Jesus show us to pray to Saint Anthony or Saint Mark or Saint Luke or Saint Matthew. Are you listening? Yes. These people cannot do anything for us. Jesus says, direct your prayer to the Heavenly Father. From now, whenever you are praying, say, "Our Heavenly Father, amen. My Father in heaven, amen. Hear me as I call on you. Amen. My Father in heaven, I call upon you this morning. Our Father who art in heaven." Hallelujah. This is Jesus' words. That is how he taught us to pray. Amen. Are you following the steps?
Yes.
I'm showing you. The third step to 100% answered prayer is to pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. You see now, the big problem we have is that many people use the name of Jesus as an exclamation or a swear word. You know, even unbelievers. And they say sometimes all kinds of unpleasant adjectives with it. You know, and to say all kinds of things. And so it makes the name sort of appear to lose its value to even Christians. Are you listening?
Yes.
Christians also lose their respect for the power in the name of Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that there is power in that name. I said there is power in that name. You see, that is why someone, you see, I don't know, you know, you see, there are certain things that when they are unfolding in your eyes, see it as a great revelation. You see, I felt that the Spirit was ministering to us when we were having the worship time. And I'm not sure how many of you were following that someone who has received this revelation will make a song and the only verse is that, "Jesus, your name is worthy. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name." And that's the song. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. The name is worthy. Do you understand what that means? Do you understand when we say something is worthy? Something is worthy means it has value. It has power. It has authority. Are you listening? It works. It's worthy. is worthy of mentioning. You see, and sometimes we sing these songs, and sometimes you get even bored, you get tired. Ah, what kind of song is this? That worthy is your name, back and forth like that, back and forth. You see, when you don't have the revelation, but that was a powerful revelation, and I said the Holy Spirit is ministering to us even before we share the message. And then the next song was also about the name of Jesus. Amazing. It says, Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is power. Your name brings healing. Your name brings sight. Your name is life. Wow. It frees captives. Every captive is a revelation. You see, the Holy Spirit reveals this to someone to make a song, that there is power in that name. And if you are not careful, you will sing this song without even being conscious of the fact that there is power in that name.
You are preaching.
Are you listening?
Yes.
But there is power in that name.
Amen.
The Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, will respond when he hears the name of Jesus. John 16, verse 23. John 16, verse 23. I'm showing you the scriptures. He says, and in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you. This is Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father, not Mary. Are you listening?
Yes.
Not Peter, St. Peter, or St. Paul. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Do you want 100% answered prayers?
Yes.
This is how you have to ask. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a reason, and I'll tell you. Amen. It says, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father. The Father. He said, verily, verily. He says, and he, in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. But truly, truly, I'm telling you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name. He's not saying, ask him. He says, ask the Father in my name. He will do it. He will do it for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will give it to you. Amen. He will give it to you.
Amen.
I said what? He will give it to you. Say, he will give it to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We ask in the name of Jesus. Names have power. You know, there are certain names, that is why people drop names. Names have power. Names have authority. You know, there have been many times that people have called me, you know, and they mention someone's name. And you don't ask any questions. You know, it says, Apostle Joel said, I should tell you this, this, and that. Or Reverend Osei said, I should tell you this and this. Or Bishop this said, I should... Listen, and no questions asked. In our church, if someone calls and he says, Bishop says this, there's no question. So sometimes people just drop names to get what they want. Do you understand? So there is power in names. Jesus is saying, use my name. Hallelujah. It leads to results. It leads to results. The name of Jesus leads to results. Are you listening?
Yes.
I said the name of Jesus, Michelle, it leads to results. When you pray, say in the name of Jesus. Don't make it a routine thing. Don't make it like an ordinary thing. There is a reason for it. Jesus says that is important for 100% answered prayers.
Amen.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
At the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Demons respond to the name of Jesus. I said what? Demons respond to the name of Jesus. Sickness respond to the name of Jesus. Listen, if the sickness has a name, it responds to the name of Jesus. Anything that has a name, it responds to the name of Jesus. Every demon that has a name, it responds to the name of Jesus. I say, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bows. Hallelujah. Every knee bows. Satan will bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power in that name. I said, there is power in that name. In the book of Acts, we see how Jesus' name was used in the healing of this crippled man. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 10. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 10, it said, you know, Peter and John healed a man, a cripple. They call upon him and they say, in the name of Jesus, rise up. In the name of Jesus. You know, and the people were amazed. They were amazed at these two. And this is what they said. They says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you today. Do you have the New Living Translation? Listen to what he said. You quickly. He says, for Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says, oh, you change the scripture. Verse 10. He says, let me clearly state. Listen, they were showing them the value, the power that is in the name of Jesus. It's not something to just mention routinely and don't expect anything. He says, let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene. Amen. This is how this crippled man was healed, by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. It is through this name, by this name, that this man is healed. Amen. Nothing to do with us. I said there's power in the name. Amen. There's power in the name. Hallelujah. And it's not only bad things that responds to the name of Jesus. It's not only bad things. It responds to good things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our Heavenly Father himself responds to the name of Jesus. Wow. Amen. Amen. Jesus told us to use the name of Jesus. Use it. Use it when you ask the Heavenly Father for anything to get response from the Father. Hallelujah. To get response from the Father. And here's the reason. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. Here's the reason. It says, therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor. God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him a name. I'm telling you, I hope everyone here will catch this revelation. There's a purpose. It says God gave him a name. It's not an ordinary name. Yeah, you may find someone called Jesus and all kinds of things. But I'm telling you, I said God gave him a name. It says, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Highest honor. There's no honor beyond that. God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him a name there at the highest honor. And here is the name. It's above all other names. I'm not talking about it's above Kwesi or Jesse or Joyce or Frank or John or I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about above all other names. Everything that has name. Everything that has name. Everything that has name. Every situation that has name. Every disease that has name. If there's a disease that is called depression or schizophrenia or hypertension or diabetes or liver cancer, if it has name, it is above that.
Amen.
If there's a situation called poverty, it's above that.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Above every other name. Above all other names. And the next verse, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee should bow. Now, when you talk about knees, you are thinking of human beings. So you are thinking that Muslims will bow, Buddhists will bow, Christians will bow. That is what you are thinking. But every knee will bow. And things in earth, things in earth, situations in earth. I'm showing you 100% answers to your prayer. That when you pray, you will know that answers are coming. Because you are following the scriptures. Are you listening? It says, and things in the earth, and things under the earth. Things under the earth. Is there another verse? And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. The powerful name of Jesus. The powerful name of Jesus. I'm showing you 100% answers to your prayer. Hallelujah. 100% answers to your prayer. Amen. Our time is up. Our time is up. Let me just give you this one quickly, and then we will pause here and we continue next time. The fourth step. To 100% answered prayer is confess your sins. Confess your sins. Are you listening? I'm showing you steps. Confess your sins. Have you sinned? Have you sinned? Only 5 people have sinned. It's okay. Have you sinned? Well, 5 people, you are not included. But for this, the rest of you, here's a scripture for you. In 1 John verse 1 and verse 8, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So all of you who are saying we have not sinned, you are deceiving yourself, and the truth is not in you. But everyone has sinned. I am showing you 100% answers to your prayer. Steps that will lead to 100% answers to your prayer. And the fourth step that I'm showing you is to confess your sins. It's important to confess your sins. To approach God without consciousness of your sin is a mistake. I hope you heard me. It's a very important statement I just made. I said, to approach God without consciousness of your sin is a prayer mistake. It's a prayer mistake. And I mean the word consciousness of your sin. Asking for forgiveness of sin is not a routine something that we have to just say, Father, forgive me of my sins, wash me with your blood, and just be conscious that you are bringing your sins to God. Be conscious of it. Let the Father know that you are conscious of these sins. No matter how embarrassing the sins are, and no matter how awful the sins are, name them and be conscious of them. Confess. True confession, it brings answers to your prayer. Hallelujah. It's necessary to confess your sins. Hallelujah. It's very important to confess your sins. And I'm going to show you a reason why it's important to confess your sins to receive 100% answers to your prayer. Isaiah 59. And then we are closing. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Neither his ear heavy, that he cannot hear. But your iniquities, that means your sins, your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. This is why you don't get answers to your prayers. You don't confess your sins with consciousness. You confess your sins routinely. You have not brought once your sin of fornication to the Lord. Each time you skip it. You know, and you feel that, oh, God knows. Father, forgive me of my sins. That one too. Lord, let's move on. You see, be conscious of your sin. You are a thief. You see, be conscious of your sin. You are a liar. In fact, just this morning, you have lied twice. Be conscious of your sin. Look at that text message. You are lying. Your response was a lie. Be conscious of your sin. I'm showing you reasons why you don't obtain answers to. He says, your sin has made, God's hand is not shortened. God does not lose ability to solve your issue or to answer your prayers. But your sin has separated between you and God. It has created a gap such that it appears as if he cannot hear. Sin. So clear that sin. He says, come now, let us reason together. Come now. God is ever ready. Whenever you are ready to confess your sin, he says, come now. Let us sit at the round table. Let's reason together. No matter how your sins are, they may be as scarlet. They may be as crimson. He says, bring them. Bring them. And then when it's cleared, then you address your issues. 100% answers to your prayer. 100%. You see, no matter who you are, no matter who you are, you can achieve 100% answers to your prayer. No matter who you are. Amen. God is cut off from our lives because of sin. And one of the first things you must do when you pray is to confess your sins. Both the ones you know and the ones you are not conscious of. Do not let your iniquities separate you from God. God can reach you when the blood of Jesus has cleansed you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the power you have. So quickly, I've given you how many steps? 4 steps. The first one, learn how to pray for yourself without needing anyone else to pray for you. Wonderful. Number two. This side. I don't know if you were in a church. Number 2. Amen. Very important. Address God. Listen, I'm just reading the scriptures to you. Pray to your heavenly Father. That is what Jesus said. Pray to your heavenly Father. He always addressed him, Father. Pray to your heavenly Father. Number 3. Pray what?
In the name of Jesus.
Drop that name. Pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever you ask, ask in the name of Jesus. He said, whatsoever you shall ask. Whatsoever you ask the Father. And number 4.
Confess your sins.
And I want you to write just small, consciously. Be conscious of your sins. Hallelujah. Clap your hands together for the Lord. This is all time would allow us to rise to your feet as we bring. I have more to share with you. More steps. I have 12 steps to share with you. Rise to your feet. Do you need 100% answer to your prayer?
Yes.
Do you want to see results when you pray?
Yes.
You will see at the end of this series, you will see transformation.
Amen.
in your situations. You will pray according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful and grateful. Holy Spirit, we thank you for ministering to us, for speaking to us. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. With all eyes closed and every head bow, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus? Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone? You want to give your life to Jesus? Why don't you all join me and say this with me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please cleanse me with your blood. Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life as my Lord, as my Master, as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.